Hare Krishna. Monday was Snana Yatra in Jagannath Puri, which commemorated Lord Jagannath taking a bath and catching a cold while doing so. Although it's quite warm at this time of year, still, you never can tell. One should always be very careful about drafts. And because Lord Jagannath caught a cold, then he retires to a sick room. He doesn't come and give darshan as he normally does. Doesn't come into the palace, into court, but stays in his inner quarters with his queens, being attended to by his queens and so on. And so the residents of Dwarka cannot see him. And that then becomes a source of pain or separation for the devotees, this period of 2 weeks between Snana Yatra and Rath Yatra. Rath Yatra is on the 21st. It is an opportunity for our cultivating our moods of attachment in separation, our feelings of separation, by feeling separation from Lord Jagannath. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was here 500 years ago, he would very acutely experience this separation from Jagannath, and at times when Snana Yatra would take place, he would go away. He would go away to Alarnath, which was just south of Jagannath Puri, and there he was able to see Lord Alarnath. So the interesting thing to learn from that is how much importance Chaitanya Mahaprabhu placed on having daily darshan of one's Ishtadev or the Lord. It reminds me of a class in Los Angeles. I think Srila Prabhupada gives his Bhagavatam class, and he's talking about how in India people go see the deity. And it's like a regulative principle that every day you must at least see your deity and come to offer him some gifts. And Srila Prabhupada begins to talk about some wealthy businessmen, industrialists, who have their own temple, and whose regulative principle is that everyone must come to see the deity. Not maybe that it's about coming to see the deity early in the morning as well, when the deity rises, but it's everyone's responsibility, it's their duty that they must come. And then Srila Prabhupada says that they have a system, although they're still well off, they have a system that if you don't come, then you get fined, and then you have to pay a fine. And then Srila Prabhupada says we should do the same thing here. If devotees are late for Mangal Arti, then they should be fined. And then Prabhupada proposes a fine. He says, what is the fine? The fine is that you go out and distribute a Krishna book on the day that you're late for Mangal Arti. And all the devotees agree to that. It's a very, very sweet, humorous exchange. Well, I guess that would be one way we could really boost our book distribution in ISKCON if all devotees who weren't attending Mangal Arti or going late for Mangal Arti went out and distributed a book. Our book distribution would really blossom. In any case, Srila Prabhupada's emphasis should be noted, how important it is that every day we our eyes with the vision of the Lord, which means that we also fill our mind and remember just who it is that we're meant to serve, especially devotees who are living within the proximity of a temple. You cannot let, it's an offense not to come to see the Lord, offer obeisances, offer some little gifts, some words of praise, and so on. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us this by his example. And interestingly, although Lord Chaitanya would go away to Alanath, his associates would go and try to talk him into coming back. It was a fact that Lord Chaitanya was able to see Alarnath over there, but if he was gone, then they were experiencing separation from him. And how would they be able to live? So they then, for the sake of his associates, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back, but continued to feel that separation until finally Lord Jagannath appeared on his cart and gave happiness to everyone. Srila Prabhupada was very very fond of Rath Yatra festival, I think probably more fond than any other festival. He wanted that festival to be manifest and celebrated in all of the ISKCON centers in the cities of the world, so that people would have the opportunity to participate in Rath Yatra, to see Lord Jagannath on his cart, to become free from their sinful reactions, to advance in spiritual life, and for devotees also to enter into this wonderful, extraordinary exchange, this moods of separation that is there between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Jagannath. When we think about those moods, when we hear about them, then it helps us nurture our own feelings of separation. For instance, everyone has all kinds of service during the day. It's only the pujaris who are so fortunate to be able to be in the physical presence of the Lord and to more or less just sort of see them at will. And we may be out on book distribution, we may be working at our job place, but if in the morning we've gone to see the deity, then during the day we may think, oh, I wonder how Radhalana Ishwara is faring now. I wish, I wonder who's offering their aarti. I wish I could be there to sing, and so on. I wish I could see Radha Govinda here in New York. Govinda Maharaj was here the other day. They're having the 40th anniversary celebration. So how what a wonderful thing. And devotees who are therefore separated from the deities by thinking about the deities, by longing after them, they nurture their own Krishna consciousness, and the type of devotional ecstasies that we read about in Chaitanya Charitamrita. In due course of time, those real true feelings of separation will also increasingly manifest more and more. But it requires practice. It requires that we also absorb ourselves in thoughts of the Lord, and naturally when we're separated from him, we'll lament that separation, because what better sight, akshino palatva drishamhi, what better sight than to see the face of Radha and Govinda, Rukmini Dwarkadish, wonderful, beautiful deities of the Lord. And in that way, we also, when we finally go, that way the devotees, if in the morning they see the deities, then they think about them all during the day, then they'll be very anxious to see them again in the evening, and before they go home, they think, oh, I must go and drop in and see the Lord again. And then, just as Lord Chaitanya again saw the Lord Jagannath, the Rath Yatra, and his heart was again relieved. And that way devotees also become relieved when they see the Lord at the end of the day. And then again, being separated, waiting until next morning, we actually have that same darshan. And if the separation is intense enough, and we dream about Radha and Krishna, and just can't wait to get to Mangalartik, and it doesn't become an issue of when are we going to be punished, or by selling books, or do we have to pay some type of fine, but the devotees just can't wait to get there. And that's the devotional mood that we want to aspire after, that we pray for, and that naturally will come when we follow these wonderful festivals and meditate on the significance of these festivals that Srila Prabhupada has introduced us to, that we're practicing in our temples, and that we're introducing the world to. They're not just rituals or ceremonies, but extremely extraordinary, wonderful pastimes of the Lord that when entered into with full consciousness allows us to share the highest tastes of devotion and remember how Lord Chaitanya also entered these moods, and by remembering Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doing these things, then it becomes easy for us. Separate from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a very difficult thing. Katanchana smite just means sukaram dukaram bhavet. It's very difficult to be Krishna conscious separate from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But if we try to follow how it was that Lord Chaitanya was practicing Krishna consciousness, how it is that he was feeling separation, then the most difficult thing, which ultimately is attaining perfection in devotional service, becomes very, very easy. Therefore, to that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we should offer our obeisances. And we'll be very fortunate that on the 21st, we'll be able to directly see Rath Yatra. Devotees can turn on the internet and see Lord Jagannath coming out, seeing big festivities. And we can just also imagine how it was when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also there. And rather, how it is that even now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is eternally dancing in front of the Rath Yatra cart, bringing Krishna back to Vrindavan. Hare Krishna.